Happy Thursday, everybody, and welcome back to Designing Growth. It is a very snowy day here in Denver, Colorado. The window got a couple inches on the ground, and things are moving and grooving here at Motion.io. This episode is going to be a little bit different than our traditional episode. Last week, we put out part two of our masterclass on how to get web design clients. If you haven't yet, I highly recommend you go back and listen to those two episodes. A lot of good tips in there if you have a business that does web design for clients and you are looking to bring in more revenue and bring in more business. Those two episodes also have accompanying videos up on our YouTube channel, so go check those out as well. For all of that information, head to our blog and just click on our latest blog post. It's titled How to Get More Web Design Clients. Both episodes and both parts of the video are in there. This week, I'm going to be switching gears just a little bit. This is going to be another solo episode where I just want to talk about what's going on here at Motion.io, because it's been a little while since we've given sort of any kind of development update. And I wanted to take some time to explain how things have evolved and where we are now. If you're newer to this podcast and not familiar with the journey that has led up to myself and my other two co-founders wanting to create Motion.io, the long story short is that we set out to create Motion.io nearly 10 months ago. At this point was when we kind of had our first conversation. If you are new to this podcast, I was hired as employee number 3 at the agency my now co-founder started, and we were building websites for therapists. My other co-founder had a business where they were building websites for funeral homes and that industry. Along the way, we encountered some problems that there were no good tools to manage projects and collaborate with clients in an effective way. So our initial goal of Motion was to improve that collaboration process. Fast forward a couple months, we started to get into developing Motion.io after speaking with a bunch of agencies and identifying the problems that they had faced. Motion.io at this point now has been in development for nearly 4 months, and it's really exciting for us because it is now fully operational and we're just about ready to start bringing on our first users to Motion.io. What this means right now is getting access to Motion.io is invite only. You have to be a part of our launch list and schedule a demo with us. But if you do and you like what you see within Motion.io, what we're doing is we are building an onboarding plan from the ground up for folks who want to use it. This means taking your existing process, taking the ways that you work with clients, how your project management tool is set up, and converting that to a project within Motion.io. So that the first time you go in and use Motion.io, you have a project template and a process that matches up with the way that you work currently, but you're able to leverage all of these great features that make it such an effective tool for collaboration with clients. That aside, I did want to talk about some of the new findings and some of the new things that we've added since we began this process, as Zach on our team has been doing such an amazing job developing Motion.io. What Perry and myself have been doing is showing folks how Motion.io works and getting their feedback at every step of the way so that we can be sure that we're building the right things and we're building in the right functionality. Within these demos that we've been having, showing folks who work at agencies, who are creative professionals, whether it be brand design, web design, even apparel, we've been learning a lot of things as we go. It's pretty profound how a small shift in the way that we're thinking about Motion.io has led to some really game-changing updates. When we set out to build Motion.io, we thought that the single biggest problem, the thing that we needed to solve for, was client collaboration. The more we showed Motion.io to folks, the more it became clear that there was another problem buried within this problem of client collaboration. It was true. Folks didn't have a good client portal and a good client interface. Many of the people we spoke with had tried to use Dubsado's client portal and had a bad experience. They tried to use Honeybook's client portal. It was just too simple and couldn't be customized. That client portal piece we identified pretty quickly. But as we spoke with even more folks, we identified another issue that was really a cross between project management and client collaboration. This sort of next layer down of wanting to improve client collaboration is that there was no one tool that could be utilized to manage a project and also have a client-facing component. So even if an agency was able to create a nice-looking client portal, it meant that they were oftentimes doing all of the work that they did in that client portal to update statuses, to create tasks for a client, that was duplicated somewhere else. What this looked like sometimes for a sort of functional example is one of the creative agencies we talked to was using Asana to manage their projects. They were happy with it. It was working great. They had all of their tasks in Asana. They had a timeline for the project in Asana. But the problem was they also wanted the client to be able to have a view of the project. Asana isn't really set up out of the box for client collaboration. This agency was creating an entire duplicate version of that project with a simplified timeline that the client could easily understand, as well as using this second project they created within Asana to hide all of the internal communication from clients. Having these two sort of separate views where there's one for you and then one for your client and they don't speak with each other, the problem is that you have to go in and every time that you update or do something in your internal agency view, you also have to go to the client view and update that as well. That can add up quickly, especially if you're working with a lot of clients at one time. So whether it's Asana and you have to create two separate views, or you're using something like Dubsado maybe for your client management and Trello for internal project tracking, the issue is that these systems don't speak with each other. Another big problem is that all of these project management tools, whether it's Trello, whether it's Asana, they are super customizable, but with that customizability adds a lot of complexity. The way that one agency has their Asana set up, for example, might contain a lot of internal language and processes that are completely different from another agency's Asana instance. If you want to use Asana with a client, that means that the client has to learn that language and learn that internal process as well. So this led to us repicturing some big parts of Motion.io. Namely, what we decided is, hey, there needs to be an agency or an internal aspect that is super customizable, allows you to create a motion project that is unique to your process and does all of the things that you need to do. But on the other side, on the client side, have that be a standardized view for the client so that when a client gets invited to a motion project for the first time, they immediately know what's going on. They don't have to try and decipher your internal language or process or be walked through Motion.io. It's super straightforward for them to see where their project stands with a clear tracker that shows what stage of the project that they are in, as well as quickly highlights the things that your agency is working on, but also the things that they need to do that are required in order for that project to move to the next stage. So it's a really simplified view. It is nice and clean. The client only has three tabs to choose from. They don't even have to log in. They are able to get pulled straight to a motion project and just quickly complete that task, which was something else we heard was super important. It was amazing how many different businesses we spoke with that said, if I am going to use a client portal, it has to be login-less. Clients get very frustrated and very easily put off by having to log into a new software. A couple of the agencies that we spoke with thought was problematic about Trello, that it updated you about everything. So we've simplified that within Motion.io, where a client just gets one daily digest update each day. That's very simple, that shows recent comments and shows the recent tasks. And over time, we're going to be building in a number of other automations to personalize that experience more and only send emails when you want to. After really dialing in our vision that the product needed two separate views, it needed a client view that was super streamlined, super simplified, easy for clients to go in to get pulled right into a motion project and provide what they need. And then that internal view where you have a lot more flexibility of structuring your project, customizing things and setting up tasks, delaying things, changing statuses. These two views are going to make it so that you are able to manage the project internally, where you can assign things to other team members, you can delay things, you can customize the process, and that client view, where clients have a easy to understand, simple to use home base for the project. And the big thing about this is it doesn't require you to create two separate views or use two separate tools. When you do something within your agency view of the project, update a due date or change the status of a task or update a task, that automatically updates for your client. This is a project management tool that is customized to creative agencies, where you have the ability to upload files and have clients comment on those or leave comments for them to respond to. In addition to being able to add files and use them for visual feedback, either from your computer, a link, or Google Drive, we've also added a screen grab feature where you can simply enter a URL, and by entering that URL, it will capture a screen grab of a project that you can then have your clients give feedback on right in the platform. And they can use that same functionality of Motion.io's feedback tool, where they can tag you in things or you can tag them in things, and you can comment directly on that image. Another great thing that we've added since dialing in this project management side of Motion.io a little bit more is the ability to turn client comments into tasks that you can track and make sure they get done. I'm sure everybody's been there before where you have an email that a client sent you, or there's a long thread of exchanges about a project, and the client mentions something that is unrelated to that thread, but is important and you want to circle back on. With Motion.io, you can simply click a button within your view of the project that turns that comment into a task. So if during onboarding, your client says, by the way, I hate the color green. That comment, it's totally unrelated to what they might be doing in onboarding, but it's important. And you want to know that, hey, I shouldn't include any green on their brand strategy guide. Great. You click, you create that task out of that comment and simply drag it to your design phase. And you're able to make sure that that gets taken care of, or you could assign it out to another team member who might be responsible within that phase. Something else within this project management side we've really focused on is the ability to hide certain things from clients, where you and your team are chatting, you're using all of your internal lingo, and you don't necessarily want or need the client to see all of that communication. So when you create an internal task, for example, that says, I'm designing the website wireframe right now, you can create that internal task. You and your team members can collaborate on it. Your client can see that you are currently working on designing this wireframe. It's going to take, for example, 1 week, but they can't see any of the communication that's happening. They just know that you're working on it, you're taking care of it. Another cool thing that we added is our welcome dashboard for clients. You have a rich text editor where you can upload videos, you can link to contracts or other important files, maybe a Google Drive folder. You can include a calendar link, for example, or embed a Loom video. This welcome area was something that people quickly highlighted as being really important and could even potentially replace some of the welcome guides that they are currently sending. One thing I forgot to add is that we also recently added clients the ability to leave their feedback with emojis about each stage of the project. So for example, if a client project contains an onboarding phase, a design phase, and a launch phase, after each of those phases are complete, so for example, once they get done filling out their questionnaires and providing their brand assets in that onboarding phase, they can leave feedback for you. So they are able to do a frowny face, a neutral face, or a smiley face, and tell you how that stage went. What this is going to allow you to do is to assess what parts of your process could be improved and what parts you might be doing well already that you shouldn't change. So to sum it all up, where Motion.io stands currently is we have doubled down on this idea that it needs to be your one place to communicate and collaborate with clients while having all of the features that you need to manage a project internally, to work with contractors or other team members, and that you don't have to operate out of two separate views. So these new features and where Motion.io has evolved to in the last 4 months of development is super, super exciting for us. I had mentioned at the beginning of this episode, but we would love to have you test it out. All you need to do is schedule a demo with us. We'll show you around. And then after that, we will actually create your first project workflow for you, where we'll set it up from A to Z and map it to your current process so that everything is automated, efficient, and ultimately helps you create happier clients and generate more repeat business and referrals. If you're interested in seeing a demo of Motion.io and potentially trying it out, head to our website at Motion.io, send us a contact form, or better yet, sign up for our launch list. While there's still a ton more that we have yet to add to Motion.io, it's in a really good place, and we're finally ready to publicly show a kind of behind-the-scenes view of what it looks like now. The way that I'm going to do that is going to be pretty interesting. It'll be live by the time this episode releases, but on our YouTube channel. What I went ahead and done in Motion.io is created a project for my dog's fictional dog hotel, where I am rebranding his dog hotel business, and I am creating a new landing page for it. It's going to be pretty funny. I've already built it out, and I have this total like brand strategy guide for my dog Scully, who hired me for this rebrand project. I designed him a website, and it's going to be pretty cool. So check that out. Really interested to show you around and have you see that and get a kind of behind the scenes look at where we are with Motion.io currently and the features and functionality. Thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in and hanging out with me as I share a development update about Motion.io. We'll be back to our regularly scheduled programming next week, talking about business tips, talking about marketing, sales, how you can develop these processes that are going to help you scale and grow your business. As I had mentioned, if you haven't done so already, head to our website at Motion.io, sign up for our launch list, as well as be on the lookout for that YouTube video that's going to be coming out, where I'll give you an insider look at where we currently are with Motion.io. Take care, everybody.